Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. That's usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Jack is with us, and Jack is your Vietnam War instructor. He's a Marine, and he's going to teach us about today about the horrors of war. We're going to be talking about the police state. We're going to be talking about stories of boot camp. We're going to be talking about how veterans have been treated and are treated. We're going to be talking about friends that are no longer with us. Welcome, Jack.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I am very well, Jack. We've been broadcasting together, and we've talked about the horrors of war, and what we're talking about is absolutely real. These are not made up scenarios. They're absolutely real. Let's start with this. You're a Vietnam War era veteran, an undeclared war, and you served the United States. You came back from that war, that conflict. How were you treated when you arrived back home?
I would call it terrible. Vietnam, especially in 1973, was a very unpopular war. From the time we got off the ship, when we got back, we was told that not to do anything, that there was protesters, and when we marched off the ship, we got hit with eggs and fruit and called every name in the book, and it sure was a big letdown.
Jack, when I think about this, I think about how you went to boot camp, you were trained to kill, you were trained to defend yourself, and I'm thinking about then you experience the, you know, the conflict, the shooting, the killing of the enemy, and them trying to kill us, and then you come back home, and you get the treatment by our side, like you've described. Wasn't it difficult to resist just beating some of these guys to a pulp?
Yes, but we was controlled. We marched off in formation and was loaded on the buses, and there was fences in between us. I mean, we couldn't get to them, they couldn't get to us, but that didn't stop them from throwing things and calling us baby killers. I hate that word. Even a few of the old hippies still call Vietnam veterans baby killers.
Was it the intent of any of members of our military to kill babies?
No. No, then, not at all.
Then what were they referring to? Were they referring to napalm? Were they referring to Lieutenant Callie, who his men had just had it, and they had been involved with being shot at by the villagers, and they just mowed down the villages? What are they talking about by the baby killers?
Yeah, that's what they was talking about. No, I mean, Lyme massacre, search and destroy. The thing about Vietnam is if we was going to destroy a village, the interpreters would go in 4 or 5 hours before time and tell the villagers what was getting ready to happen. And I put myself in their place now. I don't blame them, some of them, for not leaving. But I think everybody's seen that famous picture of the little girl running with her clothes burnt off of her, scarred. You know, that was hard for anybody to swallow.
Yeah, and my understanding is that Lieutenant Callie was found guilty of killing 22 villagers, and he was given a life sentence, but served only 3.5 years under house arrest. But yeah, I've got the mental image of this, and you know, I'm thinking, and I had a discussion with one of our instructors last night on the phone, off the air. And I said that if a foreign country came and invaded the United States, and they came to Missouri, and they came to my farm, I would want to resist to the best I could. I would probably be a sniper. I would use guerrilla warfare tactics. Is that what you saw there?
Yes. We was in a delicate situation. We actually fought the NVA regulars, which was an organized army. I didn't have much contact with the Viet Cong except for seeing explosions far away. My buddy, who saved my life quite a few times, had done 2 years before. Two tours before, and I heard a lot about what the Viet Cong done. I heard a lot like what's being done in Iraq now. They call them IEDs now. They was called mines before, you know, when I was in the military. And in hindsight, I don't blame those people whatsoever. I really don't.
It seems that literally I would do what farmers in other countries are doing to protect their land. You know, as farmers, we work the land. I mean, it's not like it's a house and we just paint the living room a different color and you know, that's how we improve our house. You know, farms are places where you literally work the land every day, and you try to improve it, and you get it to the point where the farm actually can support itself. And then, you know, a foreign country comes in and invades. I mean, it's got to be a brutal situation for to lose everything that your family has worked for. And I'm not talking about just one generation. You know, with farmers, a lot of farmers have been on that land for generations and have worked that land for generations, and that's all they know. They know that land, and they know how to make it work, and they know how to raise the animals. And then to be invaded and have some other force come in and try to take it or destroy it with napalm or set it on fire or blow it up has got to be more than a person can stand. And I literally can understand why they resist, because I know my family will.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm sure that you're the same as me. I know my property. I've owned it for 23 years. And I know every nook and cranny, and I know when a tree falls from the wind. and you become one.
Yes.
With land. That might be some of my Native American coming out of me, but you learn to love. You learn to either love or hate it, and if you hate it, you leave it. But I left the farm, was gone for 25 years, and came back, and I really love growing things and raising cattle and raising horses and being pretty well self-sufficient.
Jack, my the farm where I am right now in Missouri, I have the abstract that goes all the way back to the James Buchanan land grant. I've got all the documents that came with this farm that have been passed from owner to owner to owner from the time when we stole the land from the Native Americans. It bothers me because I posted on our website the theft of the land from the Native Americans, and I called it, I posted it yesterday, it's called Indian Givers. That's the term we used to use back in the 1950s, 60s, and maybe even to the 70s. An Indian giver was someone who promised the Native Americans something and then took it back. An Indian giver is someone who lied, cheated, and stole from the Native Americans. And I was thinking about the Native Americans really didn't feel they owned the land. They felt that they were here as stewards of the land, and they would use the land, and they wouldn't destroy the land. Am I right in that?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I the best that I can figure out is I'm about half. About half Cherokee. My great grandfather's on both sides was full-blood Cherokee Indians, and both my grandmothers were one of them was half. And the other one was almost half. So I have a lot of Native American blood in me. And I'm really sorry that I was not raised knowing the Native American ways.
Mm-hmm. Jack, as you look back to Vietnam, do some of the feelings that you have now about what we did there, how we invaded Vietnam, how we destroyed parts of Vietnam, how we sprayed it with Agent Orange. It is part of your Native American heritage coming into play, thinking about what has been done to your people by our government, the same kind of things
yes.
that have been done in Vietnam?
Very much.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the horrors of war when we come back. Jack's with us. We're not using Jack's last name. But there's a link to him on the website if you want to call him. Under instructors.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Jack's with us. And we're talking about the horrors of war. Jack, I just put a post on the website that the veterans are the enemy. And our government is concerned about veterans. And they're saying things like, you know, these guys are unstable and we've got to worry about them. And, you know, they're trained killers. Yeah, that's what our government trained them to do, to go out and kill whoever our government said our enemy is. Are you concerned about being classified as an enemy of the government, as a veteran?
Yes, I'm very concerned about it. A few years ago, when they first put out the report that returning veterans was the biggest dangers, the only reason they did that is because they know the veterans know how to fight. And they know when they push too far, the veterans are going to fight back. And I seriously doubt whether even a fourth of the military will fight veterans. So that's what they're concerned about. That's why they're trying to take our guns. And that's why we're getting poor care at the VA. And they want to get rid of us. They were standing in their way.
One of our very loyal student here at USA Prepares is a veteran, and he stops at the farm, and we chat. And he needed some surgery. He had an aneurysm in his stomach, and he was in really serious shape. And he would go to the VA, and they'd say, okay, we're going to have to do some tests. We're going to have to monitor this. We're going to have to look at it. We're going to have to do some tests. Come on back, come on back, come on back. And they just kept postponing and running this man ragged. And it seems to me that the only reason that they would do this is in hopes that he would die before they would help him. I mean, I can't think of any other reason. And he was really, really frustrated, and rightfully so. So my question is, why is it that, and I've asked this question for 30 years, why is it that our Vietnam veterans haven't had their Agent Orange act up and lose control and start resisting in a large way, get together with their buddies? Now, I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying, why is it that it hasn't happened? Why is it that, a couple guys from a squad haven't called each other and said, you know what, I'm sick of this. You know, we're being treated shabbily by our government. We're not being helped. We're being denied care through let's go to an appointment and another appointment and another appointment, and no decisions are made, and they just look at us and monitor us, but they don't really treat us. Why is it that they just haven't lost their tempers? Can you share that with me? Because I don't understand.
Well, quite a few have, individually. But when it all boils down to it, is veterans are patriots.
Yes.
We probably have more invested in this country than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my health life for this country.
Mm-hmm.
My brother gave his health life for this country. My dad was a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our mind, we was fighting for this country, and we will still fight for this country. And we don't want to destroy this country.
Right.
So most of the veterans that I talk to are playing a waiting game. We all know what's coming, and it won't take long to get situated when the time is right.
Jack, what do you think is coming? Jack, what do you think is coming?
I think the police state, I think we're going to have a collapse probably this year in monetary-wise. And I think that's when they're going to declare martial law. And I think that's when they're going to come and try to take our goods. And that it'll be just like 1776 again.
1776.
You know, they're not going to take mine.
Jack, let's talk more about this when we come back. This is quite serious. I'm Vin Finelli. Jack's with us. This is USAPrepares.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hey, everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer's really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Jack's with us, and we're talking about the horrors of war. Jack, do you know, we were talking about becoming angry and agitated at things that are happening. You talked about that you see financial collapse coming. What do you see happening? Please share us with us.
Well, I mean, with all the derivatives and the way the banks have just, well, or the Fed have just kept printing money and printing money, it's got to implode. It's got to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all by design.
A lot of us agree with you.
I would like to add, and I know powers that be are listening to this show as well as you do, that the veterans are not going to just board themselves up in their homes and wait for somebody to come.
Mm-hmm.
We're smarter than that. And that's all I want to say, but I want them to know we're not going to just wait. Just wait for somebody to come and try to take their weapons.
So are you saying that you feel across the board veterans will not succumb to martial law?
No. No, it'll be a bloodbath, and it'll be bad. And I've spent many nights on my knees praying that it won't happen, but it's going to happen.
You know, Jack, I know people who are saying things like, you know, I would have liked it to start yesterday. I'm hoping it's going to start tomorrow. I'm not in that camp. I agree with you. I think it will be an absolute bloodbath. And you know, the country fighting from the inside, us against us, is really a bad idea. I hope that we can educate those who are in the military right now to understand that they're taking orders from people who are profiting from their blood, their sweat, their wounds, their nightmares, and the horrors of the wars, that these old men who start wars for their own personal gain have created. You know, going to Vietnam, I don't believe did anything for the United States of America. Now, maybe it got us some wealth through natural resources from Vietnam. Maybe that happened. But I don't believe that we helped Vietnam in any way, shape, or form. Do you?
No. We didn't help. We didn't help Vietnam at all. You know, John Kennedy was going to pull the advisors out. And I have some friends that's older than me that was in Laos and Cambodia in Vietnam in 1959. So just as soon as he was shot, LBJ decided to send more troops in. And, you know, Bell helicopter was broke at the time. And they're in Texas, where LBJ is from. And look at them now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the money.
And it always is.
Yes.
Let's talk about Agent Orange. What do you know about Agent Orange and what it's done to people you know?
Well, the only survivor that I know of that really got Agent Orange is my brother. My best friend in the whole world lived in Stephenville, Texas, died 2 years ago from complications from Agent Orange. He had pancreatic cancer, and they found it real quick, and they got it out. And the guy, he was always in the military. I never knew him going to a doctor. He didn't know much about doctors or anything, and he was cancer-free. And I even drove from Missouri to Texas and begged him the day that he went and took his first radiation treatment and chemotherapy, begged him not to go. But he did. A year later, he died of pneumonia because his system was so weak from the chemo. I've had a number of guys I went to school with. When I was younger, I always run around with the older guys, 2 and 3 years older than me. They're all dead. One, he was a Marine too, was a real close friend of mine. He got his arm, his shoulder blew off, and they reattached it, and the pain was tremendous. The painkillers they gave him just made him a zombie, and he wouldn't take them, and all he could do was drink. And he really drank himself to death. But it wasn't because he had PTSD or anything like that. It was from pain. I know what that is. I've had tremendous pain in my life. And it will cause you to do things that you would never do before.
Jack?
I get a little emotional when I talk about that. Because that was a needless thing, very needless.
Jack, when we talk about the horrors of war, one of the things I think about are the things that we really don't know about. And I'm talking about those who have not been in war. Here's what I'm saying. My dad was in World War II. He was on a troop ship, and they were being dive-bombed by kamikazes, the Japanese. And the Japanese would shoot with their guns from their airplanes, their Zeros, at the ships until they were out of ammunition. They would drop the bomb that they had with them on the ship of their choice, and then when the ammunition was gone, when the bomb was gone, they would then pick out the ship and dive bomb into it at the weakest point and try to take out the ship with a kamikaze action, suicide action. And as a result, ships in a flotilla were on fire. Diesel fuel was on fire. The sea was on fire. Men were jumping off the ships that were on fire into the water to almost certain death. And my dad, from the time that happened until the time he died a few years ago, had nightmares. Literally, waking up, screaming. Nightmares that would wake the whole house almost every night. And so he was reliving those experiences, burying the dead. The liberation of the Philippines. He experienced that over and over and over. And we don't know about those horrors of war that live like another 60 years because they're inside the minds of those who have served. Jack, is that more common than the rest of us know?
Yes. Yes, as you know, I go to a group every Tuesday, and I'm in a group that's, there's only one other Vietnam veteran in the group, the rest are Desert Storm, and Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, Somalia. I go to a group with one guy that was actually there in Black Hawk Down. His character is played in the movie. And we all have the same thing. We all can't sleep. I have got to where I do sleep a lot better in the last few years. But the dreams never stop. My brother in particular has one dream that he dreams every night. I have 3 or 4, and sometimes 2 or 3 days go by that I won't, nights will go by. But I had insomnia for 20 years. And I finally figured out myself that I didn't want to go to sleep because I would relive things that happened.
You know, I haven't shared this before, but my dad was a teacher. He was also a principal. He was also a teaching principal. And he was also an acting superintendent of schools. And when I was growing up, I remember seeing my dad with a black eye. And I was pretty young. And he was a principal back then. And he had this really bad black eye. And I said, "What happened?" And he really didn't want to tell me. But my mom told me. He was having one of those horrific dreams. He was fighting for his survival in his dream, and he fell out of bed on his face. And he went to school the next day, you know, as he normally would, with a black eye. Now, how do you explain that? How do you explain that when you're the boss and you're in school and your fellow teachers say to you, "What happened to you? Did you in a fight?" what does he say? He fell out of bed? Who would believe that? Who would believe that he fell out of bed, landed on his face, because he was having a horrific nightmare of the Japanese attacking the ship he was on and setting it on fire? Who would believe that? So what I'm saying is there are other things that happen. It's just a small thing. There are other things that happen to people who are in combat, who are in war, that they don't talk about. I'm sure my dad didn't say, "Oh yeah, you know, I was reliving World War II, and I fell out of bed." I'm sure he didn't say that. I'm sure he said, "Oh, it's nothing." And kept on going. Jack's with us. The Horrors of War. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my.
You got
these
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Jack's with us. Jack is our Marine instructor. He is a Vietnam veteran. And we've been talking about the enemy. The enemy has been declared, well, as us, we're the enemy. Our government has decided that we're the enemy. And the veterans have been singled out to be a real problem because they know how to defend themselves and our country. And as our country disintegrates further, as the economic collapse gets closer, as the economy deteriorates, the veterans, I guess, are looked at as a bigger problem because they know what to do to restore our country. Jack, let's talk about the police state. That's a concern of yours, I know. Why is that a concern?
Well, we're in the same spot where Germany was in about 1937, 1938, right now.
I agree.
Our freedoms are being restricted every day. I heard a guy yesterday on the radio say there was 398 new laws that came in effect in California the first mm-hmm. year.
Mm-hmm.
They won't enforce the laws that we have, so why make new laws? The new laws is just to restrict free people.
Right.
And I get really upset. I I keep a low profile. I don't, I live out in the country and I stay out in the country. The small town, where I grew up is not the same small town that it used to be. I'm talking about, it's the county seat, but there's only 1,600 people in the town. And they have 5 city police. 5. And the county seat is there. And I think they have close to 18 to 20 deputies. And if they pull anybody over, especially young 16, 17-year-old kids, there's 3 or 4 cops on them for a small infraction. You know, they don't have anything to do. There is no sense in us having that much police. It's the same everywhere else I go. Mm-hmm. There's just police everywhere. And I used to be a policeman. It was my first job when I got out of the Marine Corps. I was a cop for a year. And they don't act in any way like we did. I took more shooting outs and cussings than I ever took in the Marine Corps from civilians. And we was taught to stand there and take it. As long as they didn't touch you, whatever they said was their freedom of speech. It's not that way anymore. I see everything eroding and going downhill quickly.
No disagreement from me. I've been referring to it as the blue plague. And you give these guys a badge and you give them a gun and a taser and handcuffs and a baton and body armor and a uniform and a two-way radio and a shotgun and beanbag rounds and an AR-15 and mace and tear gas and stun grenades and flashbang grenades and high-capacity magazines. I mean, it's over the top. It really is. And I had a sheriff's deputy arrive on our property one Friday night at 11:30, and I called the sheriff the next Monday morning, and I told him, don't come on my property. Don't trespass on my property.
Yeah,
don't come on my property unless I call
you. I've had 3 or 4 run-ins of deputies coming on my property when I have no trespassing signs and they have no business in there.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Jack, thanks so much. And class, if you're interested in talking with Jack one-on-one, you can after the broadcast. His phone number's on the website, usapreparis.com, on the instructors page. Jack, thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you again and again and again.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.